All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on the bottom of page 81. It's actually 2, 3, 5 lines up from the bottom. So remember, again, we're in this section here, according to the Ramchal, trying to impress upon what we'll call the last category of people. Remember, again, all of this is our effort to try to encourage ourselves, to mechazik ourselves, for the midah of zihirus, to be introspective, contemplative people who are always thinking, weighing, and measuring our actions. So we've discussed that the Ramchal felt that people fit into one of three categories. We're now discussing that third category of people, and what motivates that third category is the knowledge that every action has a reaction. In other words, that the spiritual world is the same as the physical world. And just like in the physical world, every action, no matter how small, has a reaction. And every action, no matter how small, has an effect. So too in the spiritual world, the same applies. So we discussed on Thursday last week the idea that some perhaps posit that maybe the spiritual world is different than the physical world. And maybe whereas in the physical world, every single action, big and small, does in fact have a reaction, maybe the spiritual world is different. And maybe the Maisa again, that there isn't a reaction for every single small event. So he says, in order to go ahead and dispel this notion, the Ramchal writes about this at length. The Ramchal writes, "Betchila maybe is Hagimar beivamas daf kuf chafalif, sevivim nishar amod, malamit shakadosh baruch hu medaktik im chasidav kichot asara." Kadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik, Kadosh Baruch Hu is careful with the righteous, literally like a hair's breadth. So page 82. Lama, makara. Now, Rav Kashtiel says something very interesting. I would have thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not medaktik, is not as meticulous with the righteous to be so exact. Why? Lechasidim tzorech levater k'tas sachakol chasidim him an anoshim tovim b'chol hazman tov az pam achos asu ta'ut aval begodol him umdim madrega me'od gavoa. So I would have thought the following. If anyone should have a little bit of banked credit, right? If anyone should have a little bit of an opportunity to have a pass, who should it be? Should be the tzaddikim. Should be the righteous. Meaning, after all, again, somebody's a tzaddik, that means they've spent a good part of their life, a good part of their time, trying to cultivate a religious identity, trying to go out and build themselves up. Okay, so a person had a slip, a person had a misstep. It happens. But lamaisa, there should be so much banked credit that a person should be able to sustain that slip. However, he says, "Aval begodol him omdim madrega ma'od gavoa, az lama medaktikim itam kolkach." So again, just you hear of Kashtil's question that I would think, why is Yechadosh Baruch Hu medaktik? Why is he so meticulous with every single last act of the tzaddik? Shouldn't the tzaddik just have a little bit of banked credit? Hadik. So he says, "Hadik daknos hazos hilorak yoredes the pratim." He nearest lano lefamim loho genes lefamim mamash dikdoknus adasov. And I will say, if Kashtiel says, if we're honest with ourselves, sometimes what he calls the dikdoknus, the dikduk, sometimes the specificity, or sometimes the lens through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the actions of the righteous, actually seems a bit extreme. If we're honest with ourselves, sometimes it just actually seems a bit much. And he gives an example. Avram, who Avram ahu v'kono. Avram Avinu was considered beloved to his creator, Ad Shakasav Amra Alov, Avraham Ohavi. Until literally the pasuk says, Avram, my beloved. Hakasav Meyed Alov, Mizos Shakodish Baruch Hu Yoyed Alov Shoy Vashem. So meaning, what is the pasuk saying? The pasuk is saying this. If you want to see the physical embodiment of someone who loves the Ribbono Shel Olam, who should you look at? You should look at Avram Avinu. He says, "Oiv Hashem be'emes, afa pikein b'madrega ha'atzuma hazu shumale ava." But yet again, despite Avraham Avinu having this incredibly exalted level, where he's filled with love for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, lo palat min hadin, he does not go ahead and escape divine judgment. Lo hayo yochel lishtachrer uli malik midas hadin, he could not escape divine judgment. Lichora bichlal dvarim kitanim shlo dikdek. And it's interesting that Avraham Avinu's culpability is linked to what we would consider to be relatively small and minor. even transgressions is the word is the wrong word. Missteps. L'mashalomor, for example, Al Sha'amar, the Medrash says, because Avraham Avinu said, Bama Eida, Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha, Yadoa Teida Ki Ger Yazaracha. This is a very dramatic Medrash. So Avraham Avinu says, Bama Eida Ki Roshena, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you promised me I'm going to have the land of Israel, I'm going to have Eretz Kinan. So just by the way, how do I know? How do I know? And even Rashi says, by the way, Rashi says, Avraham Avinu wasn't really asking, how then, or rather, Avraham Avinu was asking, Ribono Shel Olam, in what zechus, in what merit will I have the land? Again, just as an outsider, seemingly a legitimate question to ask. You're promising me this incredible thing, Eretz Yisrael. In what merit am I going to have it? And what happens? What does the Medrash say? This Baruch says, you ask me by what merit? Your children are going to be slaves. Shal. So let's get this straight. Avraham Avinu asks, how do I know my children will inherit the land? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hanish also, and God punishes him for that. So obviously, the punishment is rooted in the idea that what? The punishment is rooted in the idea that Avraham Avinu should have such a high level of faith, such a high level of emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, what should happen? You believe it. You believe it? I don't need a sign. I don't need to know. If I say, that's fine. So let's assume for a moment that we accept that narrative, that that's what Avraham Avinu should have done. He should have just gone ahead and said, Ribono Shel Olam, thank you very much. Shkoyach. So instead he asks, how do I know I will inherit it? Does it warrant such a severe punishment? Meaning, the Maaseh, at the end of the day, this is the man who you said loves you. This is the man who is the embodiment of love for the Ribono Shel Olam. So he asks a question that you don't like, which in reality, if we look at it, is really not an illegitimate question. He's not doubting. He's not doubting the divine promise. He's just simply asking, what do we have to do in order to ensure it? And yet, again, a quick, decisive, dramatic punishment. He says, Kach Omer Yalkut Shemoni, Tugmano Seves. The Yalkut gives in another example. Va'al Shekaras Bris im Avimelech Pelot Sivuyo Shalmakum. Because he went ahead and he made a covenant. Literally, Avraham Avinu made a covenant with Avimelech without asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha Shani Masha B'Simchas Banecha Sheva Doros. Because you made a covenant with Avimelech without consulting me first, I'm going to delay the simcha of your children for 7 generations. A reference again to Shibud Mitzrayim, to Egyptian enslavement. Tapa, page 83. Hari lama hu karas brisim Avimelech. Now let's get this straight. Why did he make a covenant with Avimelech? Hu ratza vaday mi ratzon tov. Ratza lahavtiach eshlom banav acharov. Hu lo asa ezeh mimaniim pratiim nimuchim. Now why does Avraham Avinu make? Why does Avraham Avinu make a treaty with Avimelech? Regional security. He's just trying to provide for the security of his children, of his grandchildren. That's all. Meaning a legit, what appears to be just to the outside reader, a very legitimate step. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu takes a legitimate step, and what's God's response? Chayecha shani masha misimchas banecha shiva doros. That's what you do. I'm going to delay the simcha of your children for 7 generations. I'll call toes hachi ketan sha'Avraham Avinu mishamim hu v'zaru acharav. What do you see the pattern? Every single small mistake that Avraham Avinu makes, he and his descendants have to pay for it. Page 83, about 6 lines down. Aval hu Avraham ohavai. But how does this make sense? This is Avraham Avinu, who the pasuk in Yeshaya said is the embodiment of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zolom Mishana. Doesn't matter. Ha'olam aruchni kimo olam ativi. The spiritual world is just like the physical world. Kol ta'us kitana mishamim. Every single mistake, big or small, there's a price to pay. Ein be'erech ha'olam lo samachti. There's no such thing as an excuse in this world saying, I didn't realize the impact of my action. Every single action has an impact. Every single action has a reaction. Hu murkav mi pratim kitanim. V'chol prat katon murkav mi mashmaos meduyakes. So we'll say, so this is really an incredible, incredible yisod. What Rav Kashu, what Ramchal is really saying is that, again, look, let's take this all the way back. What's driving this conversation is the following. Why do we sin? At the end of the day, why do we sin? And it's not because of taiva, it's not because of desire, because the truth is, if it was desire, there are a lot of desires we don't give into. Right? There are a lot of desires that I do fight off. So why is it that some desires I give in, some desires I fight? So the Ramchal would posit the simple answer is because deep down, I really feel that I could sin without it having a dramatic impact on me. See, at the end of the day, I don't want to ruin my personality. I don't want to ruin my issues, my individuality. I don't want to ruin my spiritual persona. But I convince myself that there are certain things I can do without compromising the full picture. So again, I will say, this is, you could take this simple examples. Simple examples are things like Lashon Hara, right? So why do people, like, it's intriguing, right? Isn't it intriguing? Chafetz Chaim spent so much time speaking about Lashon Hara. Yet, it's, I do it every day. So I transgress it every day. What's the pshat? So what's the pshat that I transgress? If it's so severe, because I figured to myself, you know what, at the end of the day, I can do this without compromising my personality. I could do this without really undermining the spiritual strength and vigor that I've built up. And again, you could fill in the blank with so many other averos that we do day in and day out, not because we're bad people, and not because we're weak, because we're not weak, we're strong people. We fight off many yetzaras, we fight off many taivas, but we sometimes succumb to the ones that I feel I can kind of get away with without compromising the totality of my personality. So which the Ramchal says, just understand, it's false. It's false. There's no such thing as chet without reaction. And by the way, as you see already, reaction doesn't have to mean the thunderbolt from the sky. That's not the way the Ribono Shalom works. And reaction doesn't even have to mean a punishment. Reaction just means understand if I do it, there's a residual effect on who I am. If I think that I can engage in chet without undermining my spiritual persona, absolutely, unequivocally false. Doesn't mean I become a Rasha? No. Doesn't mean that I'm going to get punished by God? Maybe not. But what it does mean is I've absolutely compromised myself. And that's what Chazal teach us. That's what Baruch Hu teaches us with these dramatic examples like by an Avram Avinu. So how could it be that an Avram Avinu, again, who is someone who is so holy, so righteous, makes a mistake? Okay, even though to us it doesn't look like a mistake. But clearly, Kadosh Baruch Hu felt it was a mistake. So he says, I'm giving you children, I'm going to give you a land. And Avram Avinu says, fine, how do I know I'm going to inherit? And Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like the question. Fine. Why such a dramatic punishment that your children are going to be slaves? And the answer is because every action has a reaction. In the spiritual realm, there's no such thing as an action that goes unnoticed, no such thing as an action that doesn't generate some type of spiritual reaction as well. So I'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem, middle of page 83 tomorrow. Except every parent knows that I would much rather take anything on the chin rather than know that my children are going to have it. So, I'm sorry. Oh, so there's another message in there also, which is that what we do doesn't just impact us. What we do also impacts future generations as well. Especially as a parent, every single thing that I do sends a ripple effect in the spiritual fabric of my family, both present and future.
And they end up doing the same thing.
I'm sorry?
And they end up doing the same thing.
Correct. Correct.
That was also his mission. He was building
a claw.
DNA applies.
Correct.
It's going to